Let's go here and say hello. You're on the air on Coast to Coast.
The love of the Lord is upon you again, Mr. Bell. Hail,
oh, good Lord.
Stacy Webster III, God's 10-star general in the war against media pornography. And I'm calling tonight to, I don't know why you are not defending the bravest man in Hollywood tonight who is taking a stand for Christians everywhere and is being persecuted because he is a Christian. Mel Gibson. They framed him. They're persecuting him because he made the most beautiful movie ever, The Passion of the Christ.
Oh, well, The Passion of the Christ was indeed a beautiful movie. They're not persecuting him because of that.
They are
upset with him over the remarks made during his arrest.
Well, he has freedom of speech, and I don't think he told one lie while he was being arrested.
Well, hey, buddy, you got freedom of speech, too, and you abuse it all the time.
I do not. How dare you?
You do so.
Was I not correct about global warming? Now the methane bubbles are bubbling up from the boiling pits of sewage. They're bubbling up, and now...
You never called that global warming. You were talking about the pits of sewage in hell. You never connected that to global warming. Don't be twisting words, J.C. Come on. Don't be twisting words, Jay-Z. Come on.
Sir, we know that these methane bubbles are coming from the center of hell, directly from hell, where all the dirty pornographers are. And I want to talk about Mel Gibson, who has the courage to make Christian movies about Jesus. He won't make the filth that Hollywood wants. They want these movies with gay cowboys that give them Academy Awards. And now, that movie has forever... It was a direct attack on the American icon, a direct attack on America itself, because the image of the cowboy is America.
And if there's any attack that's been made on Mel Gibson, he brought it on himself.
Excuse me?
He brought it on himself.
Mel Gibson?
Yes.
He's a hero. He didn't tell a lie, did he?
Well, the heroic thing that he may have done, J.C., is to have made an actual apology. Instead of saying, I apologize to those that I may have offended, he made an actual apology.
And now they're making up apologies for him. He shouldn't be apologizing. He should be standing up before us and proclaiming his righteousness and his truthfulness. Why is it that
Well, in that case, you must be upset with him. Then you, J.C., slow down. You must be very upset with him. In view of the sincere apology, and most people do view it that way, that he made, I would think you'd be very upset with him.
I'd be upset with him if he's turning tail and running from the truth of his original words.
Well, how else would you interpret...
In collusion with the Canadians.
J.C.
And the homosexuals. Yes, sir?
Yeah, cool. Cool your methane for a moment. How else would you interpret his sincere apology?
I would say that it's a fake, that he's not apologizing, and that they framed him in the first place. Wasn't the offending officer one of those New World bankers that arrested him and framed him, and they were stalking him, and they're trying to get payback because he made a Christian movie that told
a New World
what they did
banker?
To Jesus.
A New World banker?
Yes.
Cops, most cops don't make a whole lot of money, and I doubt he was a New World banker.
You know what I'm talking about, the Jews. And listen, when you deny their so-called Holocaust, they get offended. But every day they deny the Holocaust of Jesus and get away with it. How dare them?
Well, you're not telling me you deny the Holocaust, are you?
It's a dubious question.
It's a dubious question.
Holocaust. How do we
know?
Were you there? Did you see
it? I don't know.
You're
a Holocaust on a line.
Excuse me?
Yourself.
How dare you?
I absolutely dare.
You insult hate me constantly, Mr. Bell, and all I'm trying to do is bring love forth.
You're trying to bring love forth?
Love forth? Yes. Because I'm trying to save America.
You are, huh?
Yes. From the dirty pornographers, and you're talking about the food porn is just pouring out of the TV sets, and you got George Norrie talking about his prostate problems. How's that helping people in America?
I don't know. I suppose the people with prostate problems are helped.
It's disgusting and in poor taste.
It's disgusting? You just made a new word, J.C. Disgusting. Disgusting?
I'm trying to make a point about how Hollywood is ruining the image of America. I like to dress in the country and Western style, and I wear a cowboy hat. And now I can't go to the tax store without worrying about someone looking at me thinking I might be a homosexual because they have those movies about gay cowboys.
Yeah, I saw that movie. I wasn't particularly impressed.
How did you watch that? That was a direct attack by a Taiwanese communist with Canadian actors where they filmed it in Canada. It makes sense. Where the queers run wild.
Oh, J.C., how can you be so full of hate?
I am not full of hate. I am full of love because I'm watching.
You are full of hate, J.C. It comes spewing forth from your lips like the methane out of the ocean bottom.
I just want love and purity to come back to America. I'm saying your listeners were so disgusting they turned Edna against me. She's on the run with a biker.
Wait. Edna has left you for a biker?
You didn't know that she fled the compound with $10,000 of the Lord's money? Yes.
Wait a minute. The Lord's money?
Yes.
It sounds a lot like you're claiming...
Well, the Lord and we work together.
The Lord and you work together?
People question the New Revelation. Let me tell you.
Edna's doing?
Oh, I think she's doing pornographization, for one thing. I don't know.
How carefully, J.C., did you screen Edna before you, got together with her? Let's find out. Were you and Edna actually married?
You dare to incline such things if you only knew what you were insinuating.
Were you actually married, J.C., or were you living in a state of sin?
No, not sin. How dare you? You know I am so... sinless. You know I'm the most pure and righteous man on the entire planet. I'm not in a state of sin. And my original wife, who left me, who tried to get a divorce, for I don't know why.
Wait. Your original wife, Jay-Z? Your original wife?
Listen, Grandma Webster is burning in the boiling pits of sewage because she used to watch out Liberace. And so I have a vested stake in keeping homosexuals off our TV and pornographers off of our TV and Canadians off of our TV.
You know, you talk so much about homosexuality, J.C., that frankly, I wonder a little bit.
Oh, how dare you! You are insinuating all forms of insultation, Mr. Bell.
No, it just seems to me, your calls are just packed full of this.
Excuse me?
I said your calls are just absolutely packed full of this. You know, you protesteth a little much, J.C.
Let me tell you something, Mr. Bell. I am trying to save America here. Listen, the boiling pits of sewage, pretty soon those volcanoes, the boiling sewage is going to come up out of the volcanoes. Didn't I predict floods and fires and fantastic famines and everything? I called it, didn't I? My predictions always come true, Mr. Bell. And you know that God is talking directly to me, and I'm bringing the new revelation. And when I told God, I said, God, listen... I know you said you aren't going to write another book. This is what people try to attack me with every time.
Hey, wait a minute, Edna. I'm getting a vision. That is to say, J.C. of Edna right now. I think she's in a little red sports car. J.C. purchased with $10,000 of the Lord's money, and I see a young man right next to her.
Oh no, she took off with a dirty biker.
All right, J.C., thanks for the call. We've got a break. How unfortunate. We could have continued with this. See you later, J.C. from Manila in the Philippines. I'm definitely fully awake now. I'm Art Bell. This is Coast to Coast AM.